You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, time for a trending report right now. Tonight, game four between the Nuggets and the Heat in Miami. Game five will be Monday night at Ball Arena. And you said you've got some ticket information about that, right?
Here's Jer on sports. Courtside seats are, as expected, going to be huge and extremely expensive. Usually, I think I was reading that they cost about $2,000 usually to sit down there during, you know, regular games. They're going to bounce up to the mid $40,000 range if you want to sit. Courtside, whether you're in Miami or Ball Arena, yeah, $40,000+. And that's as of right now. I mean, I'm expecting those numbers to go up.
Well, here's the thing. If the Nuggets win tonight,
yep,
then Monday's game would be for the championship. And so those, yeah, if the Heat win tonight, then Game five will just be game five, and there will be a game six back Miami.
I mean, if it's
the Nuggets have a chance to win the ring on Monday, yeah, those prices are going to be insane.
Yep, and they'll sell out. You know, somebody out there will spend that money to sit there and be seen on TV a little bit, and it's total bragging rights.
Is that $40,000 for a pair or per?
This is the cheapest, most expensive. No, that's one.
Oh, my God.
Like $46,000 per ticket.
Well, let's...
This is SeatGeek that this is coming from. So.
Yeah. let's try to rein it in and just make sure we get game four first.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
But, try to get game four on the road tonight.
It's going to be some high rollers sitting down there, though.
Speaking of money, the ski season that just wrapped up was a record breaker for Colorado. Attendance was up nearly 15 million ski visitors.
Good God.
And the industry says Mother Nature cooperated perfectly, Jeremy, with consistent snow from October through the end of May.
Yeah, it's a true story.
That's all good. What else? Let's see. The seventh Transformers movie opens today, Rise of the Beasts. There's been seven Transformers movies.
I don't even care. I know you're going to bash it. You're going to say it's not for you, yada, yada, yada. But they are some of the best movies.
Okay.
They're so much fun, Dom.
Good, buddy. Are you going to go see this one?
Not a chance, but maybe when it's like free on, you know, Prime or something.
Okay. Very good. You don't want that experience?
I don't need to go to the theater anymore to see those movies, but they're good movies.
Okay. You know, people were freaked out by the Miller moths because this was one of those years where we had a bunch of them in Colorado. Just be glad it ain't the crickets. Mormon crickets are invading parts of Nevada, and some are worried that Utah will be next. Could they make their way into Colorado?
No!
Mormon crickets, I didn't know anything about them, but I did some research. They grow up to 3 inches long.
God.
Think about that.
Imagine that in your ear.
And although they're flightless, Jeremy, they can still travel up to a mile and a half a day, eating everything in front of them. They usually have a population boom every 20 years or so, and this is one of those years where they form large roving bands of what they call Mormon crickets, eating grasses, sagebrush, and each other.
Ooh.
Yes, they are also cannibals.
Kinky.
They're cannibals.
This sounds horrible.
Anyway, look it up if you want, but they...
They're going to ruin my flower garden.
They would. What else? Let's see. I got some news for nerds for you. A little science-y stuff. How old were you when you first got your first pair of glasses?
Oh, God. I don't know. 10 years ago, maybe. I only wear them for driving. I wore them yesterday because I forgot to take them off when I came in. I was like, why not? I'll change my look up. But I only wear them for driving at night.
I'm getting a little hard to see
in the distance. But I don't know.
The same way. I do have some prescription sunglasses, too. I don't need to wear them all the time. Just every once in a while.
However, getting worse. I was laying in bed the other night, and I couldn't see the score of the Nuggets game. And we, in our bedroom, have like a 55-inch TV. And I couldn't see the score. I was squinting.
I wear them when I drive, and I wear them to watch TV, especially if I watch sports, because the little score thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, you can't read it.
But, you know, there's people like my stepdaughter who's got worst eyes on the planet, and she needed glasses as soon as she was, like, walking or something. Mm-hmm. And she's just one of those people with horrible eyes. Yeah. Well, the reason I bring this up is because researchers at The Ohio State University are working on special eye drops. that you could put into kids' eyes that they say could either prevent or delay nearsightedness.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We do live in the future. So you got little kids, you squirt some eye drops in there, and it could put off their eye problems or maybe prevent them.
I love this.
I do, too. I thought that was really cool stuff.
My son wears glasses full time, and we're making the switch to contacts. He's starting the transition, and it's been a rough ride. He doesn't like them. Yesterday, he had one fold in half on his eye, and it was like he was getting murdered, the screaming that was coming out of the bathroom. I'm like, just relax. It's just a contact. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a weird transition for him.
Yeah,
so I like the eye drops.
I remember my son started wearing contacts when he was a teenager, and he had that thing where one of the contacts went up over his eye into, like, behind his eye.
Creeps me out, man.
You and me both.
Creeps me out.
And if anyone listening has family members or you who has to fight tinnitus, which I've got a touch of that now. I think it's from wearing headphones for 40-something years. A team at the University of Michigan, Go Blue, has developed a new treatment device that they say looks like it really works. And so you can get rid of that hissing sound or whatever and bring some relief. So anyway, that's going on. Oh, I don't have anything else right now. I'll have some more later. What do you got in trending?
Well, let's see. The average cost of a wedding is trending this morning. The latest data showing that the average cost of a wedding, $29,000. More than double what the average was about 30 years ago. And they say that's essentially a bargain because, you know, some of these other bigger cities, the cost is even more. I think New York was like at $44,000, the Bay Area $37,000, Boston, you're looking at $36,000. Either way, I mean, we're approaching $30,000 now for one day of your life.
Crazy.
And 94.7% of the people you're inviting don't even want to be there.
Hashtag truth.
You're taking up their weekend just so you can be like, look at me, look at me, look at me.
You know,
if I were to do it again, if I were to do it again, we kept the guest list small. We had a small venue, small reception. We had 100 people, and that's it.
You know, you and I marvel over the last few years, the price of weddings going up, and something that never occurred to me, and I don't know why, but at the bottom of the story, they bring up a solid point, and it just hadn't occurred to me. We keep talking about, oh my God, I can't believe weddings are now $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
They said, if you go back and look at inflation, you know, we figure in inflation for everything. They say what cost $15,000 30 years ago today would cost $31,000. So I guess we just naturally assume that inflation stays at zero for weddings, you know, and it's just getting more expensive. No, it's just
costing more. I mean,
everything costs more. It's inflation. So a $30,000 wedding today would have been $15,000.
Correct. But
back
still,
in the day.
You know how long it takes, like, the average person to save $30,000 and gone in, what, 12 hours or whatever? That's
Dude,
a massive chunk of
you.
Money. There's so much more you could do with that money that would benefit your life versus a goofy ceremony with crappy food.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I got married 5 years ago.
Ugh.
And ours was, I want to say, 10 to 12.
Well,
and I'm not exaggerating. Half of that was the open bar.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have really knocked it down.
We would have come out of that wedding probably at $5,000 to $7,000.
Well, you know, when it's your third one.
I know. But still, the fact is, it's mostly booze.
It's mostly booze, buddy. You're absolutely right. This story is funny, talking about how everything costs more, from the dress to the DJ is up like 30%. The one thing that's down is the groom's attire, which is down 3% from 2019. Then it says, go figure. It's like everything is super expensive for the bride and the get together, but the groom who just shows up, costs are down if you want to rent a suit. So that's the silver lining.
Especially since now they're just maybe wearing a suit and they don't even wear nice shoes with it anymore. They just put on their tennis shoes.
I know. If I were to do it again, Dom.
You know, they put their Air Jordans on to get married or their Converse or something.
That's the look now, though. You put the suit
it's
on
the
with the shoes. My wife asked me what I wanted for Father's Day. And I was like, I want a really cool pair of Nike shoes. They're really hip right now. What else is going on? There's a poll out this morning talking about texting shorthand. Just talking about how many people use, like, LOL, TTYL, OMG, blah, blah, blah. I can say that I don't use any of those because I'm a grown-up. You know, the only one I use is WTF. That's, I think, the only one I use. I will bust our program director, Steve Marshall, who's on here in the afternoons. He constantly is sending the LOL.
He's a big LOLer.
He's a big LOLer, and he's in his 50s. I'm like, dude, stop it. You're an adult. Just, it makes me feel weird for some reason when he,
you know what?
When he writes that back. LOL.
I don't think I have ever once in my life texted LOL. Never once. However, no, I'm a big fan of just writing ha with an exclamation point. That's my thing.
Me too.
I'd rather do that than LOL.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's LOL. So, and then if you put the ROTF,
right,
rolling on the floor laughing, whatever that one is,
yeah,
get a life. You are not rolling on the floor laughing right now. I guarantee you that. Televangelist Pat Robertson passed away yesterday, and Twilight fans were devastated because... I guess that Robert Pattinson was trending online because people were misspelling the person who died, I guess. Is that the gist?
They were misreading it. They saw Pat Robertson, and in their brain, they read it as Robert Pattinson.
That's what it was.
They just freaked out because they just glanced at something.
I skimmed the story. But, yeah, so everyone yesterday was essentially freaking out that the Twilight vampire had died. Nope.
He's fine.
Different guy.
Still making bad movies. He's fine.
Here is what is trending in oversharing. On the episode of The Kardashians yesterday, Kim Kardashian admitted that she likes the lights off during sexy time, which
like
everyone
which
everyone thought was strange because she even talked about it. She's like, I can be at a photo shoot with 100 people looking at me and I'm in a thong or, you know, something super sexy, but she's like, but if I'm trying to get intimate with someone, lights out, lights off. And a side note, today is National Sex Day.
I saw that. It's because
National
of the
day. Sex Day. Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Yeah, that's why. It's because of the date.
You're
let people
right.
figure that out for themselves.
You're right. Okay.
That's why I'm here, Jared. That's why I'm here.
I didn't even know that. You're a naughty, naughty boy.
No, I just pay attention to things.
You're naughty.
I know a little bit about a lot of things.
You're naughty. Hey, real quick on the heels of that, Pizza Hut is testing out a new pickle pizza just for everyone. That's your... Fat America today.
All right,
let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a Facebook Marketplace situation that's gone viral. Some dude picked up a chair for like $50 at a garage sale or estate sale or something. I don't know. He threw it up on auction, and it sold for $85,000. It's some sort of 1931 rare high-back wing chair from Danish furniture designer Fritz Henningsen.
The Fritz Henningsen.
You know, Fritz. Anyway, check it out. It's kind of crazy. On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Remember that guy Fritz that used to work with us? Remember him?
How could I forget?
He had the cocaine problem.
Oh, my God. His stories were insane.
Fritz.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Is he still alive?
He had crazy cocaine stories, though.
That's what's trending with your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100.